Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmally, my co-host here, Dave Popowicz. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Faisal. How about you?
Look at you. We're drinking coffee, wearing your pink.
No, tea. I'm very civilized.
Oh, you're civilized drinking tea. So you're saying coffee drinkers are not civilized?
I'm not saying anything like this. I'm just saying I feel very civilized today.
You sound like you're from the government now.
That's right.
You know how to avoid the question.
Running for politics,
huh? Just avoid the answer to the question.
Exactly. Listen, we got a really, I think, a really interesting show today because we had a very interesting scenario, a call from a client that led to a segment we're going to do today around what if you're named in a will as an executor?
Yeah, COVID has really brought up a lot of things where people are really thinking or isolated or in a home with somebody and they're having different conversations. Yeah. One of them is with people passing away because of the pandemic or not, and you get surprised that you're an executor or you are an executor, like,
can't do it.
I don't want to do this or I can't do this.
Right.
What happens? Like, what are the steps? You've been named in a legal document.
Right.
What the heck do you do?
What do you do?
That's going to be one of them. And it's interesting, Dave, I'm getting a lot of phone calls. As a certified divorce financial analyst, people are asking me, can I get divorced? There's been a lot of stress, anxiety, pressure.
Yeah.
And so we're going to talk about how people are handling divorce in a pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow. That sounds cheery and fun. But before we get to that, it is an important topic. And you're right. Unfortunately, things are, we're seeing more divorce as a result of this.
And it's later in life.
Yeah.
So it's what we call the gray divorce, 50 plus.
Yeah.
Right. And these types of pandemics or when you're really sitting down and I'll say stuck with your significant other, you learn a lot. You learn a lot. And sometimes it doesn't go so well.
Sometimes
and so
not so good. That's right.
What happens?
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Okay. Let's talk a little bit about markets this week too. I'll tell you the most common conversation I'm having this week, Faisal, is about things are too good.
Way too good.
It's crashing. We're dead. It's over. I mean, I'm not even being all that dramatic. You should hear some of the conversations I'm having, right? So let's talk a little bit about the markets. There is some choppiness. You've got, listen, the pandemic is what it is. We've got it continuing, the coronavirus continuing to expand in the United States. That's a problem. That's the biggest economy on earth. It's significant for everybody, including us here, because of the size of that economy and how central it is to the global economy. We've got election day coming closer and closer in the United States. And what that means, as we're seeing some of the rhetoric around the Chinese-U.S. trade relationship again start flaring up, that's creating some concerns. And then you've got this ongoing conversation about further stimulus. We had the EU come up with a big stimulus package, announced that. The U.S. is working on their next round of stimulus.
Yep.
Wow. There's a ton of stuff going on right now.
And so there's a nervousness.
Yep.
People are calling you up. It's funny how they don't call me up when it comes to their nervousness.
Well, that's because I'm the defensive.
You're the chicken on the. You're
right.
The chicken on the team.
Yeah.
Whenever things go crazy, you get.
Yeah,
chicken.
I get the calls.
Yeah, and so they call you up and they say, "This can't continue to happen. There's going to be a correction, crash." Something.
What they say specifically is the market's going to fall.
Hmm.
And I think that's an interesting comment and one we should address today because which market? Which market?
The one on TV.
That's, it's interesting, right?
They talk about on that channel?
Right.
With the graph? That one.
Right. And listen, we're it's a little tongue in cheek here, but the point we want to make and that I want to make and the conversation generally leads into, okay, so what are you concerned about? Okay. Let's talk through that. What's the implication of what your concerns are? What kind of companies will it affect, right? Is the bond market affected? Is the gold market going to be affected? Are the commodities markets going to be affected, right?
Yeah. Which market's going to be impacted?
Which market? So it's
And generally speaking, Dave, most people will say stock market, and they'll refer to two major stock market indexes,
right.
The Toronto stock market and the New York or the S&P 500 Dow Jones.
Or down.
And they're going to say, well, those markets are going down.
Right.
Could happen.
Good.
The question is, what are you invested in?
Right.
And so when they hear markets are falling, it's very interesting when the pandemic happened and there was a 35% drop in the stock market, our clients did not even experience anywhere near that number.
Well, sure, because the portfolio wasn't comprised entirely of
those
markets.
S&P
index or the TSX index, right?
So we are able to, and we had David Fingold on the show last week.
Mm-hmm.
And he even said, look, if things are going to go down because of whatever something goes on, all the issues you just mentioned earlier. Right. If you own good companies with good balance sheets that are designed for the future,
yes,
they're going to be okay.
Right.
So looking at a pullback, what does that mean for you in your retirement?
Right.
And this is why we've set up the buckets.
Right.
When you have two different buckets of money, assets, investments, wealth, whatever right. word you want to use, and you separate them with two different objectives. I have one that's providing me cash flow that's not tied to the markets. So the stock who market, cares yeah. if the markets are falling in my income bucket
right.
because I'm not invested in the income bucket. Best analogy that I've used before that kind of resonates with some of our clients is if you never want to be bitten by a shark, don't go in the ocean. I never want to see my portfolio fall when I'm getting my income.
Right.
Don't invest in
stocks
that can yeah. fall. Like they just simple.
Yeah.
Right. It's hard for people to understand that in the public that we are investing in two different buckets. This is why this strategy yeah. works. And clients sometimes forget about that. They come back and they just hear something on the news. That chart looked like it's going to go down. I'm going to call Dave.
Right.
Dave's going to calm me down.
Right.
And what's really happening. And, yep. and it's we can get into all the nitty-gritty of the portfolio and why it's not going to have that kind of volatility and so on and so forth. At the end of the day, they want to know that what are we thinking and what are we doing about it?
Yeah. And I think so one of the things I hope people take away from this segment, Faisal, is to think so you start with this broad idea that, you know, whatever it is that something's going to go down, start to think a little bit through that as you self-soothe yourself, right? You've got to go through that thought process about, okay, so why am I worried about this? Is it a valuation story or is it the coronavirus flaring up or does a lack of stimulus?
What's the catalyst?
Yeah, we call it the thesis. But what are you really worried about? Drill it down.
Yeah.
Okay? Can't be a gut feel. It's yep. got to be some data point or data series that you're interested in. And then get your head around that and then think through the implications of
but
that.
But even right? if it's a gut feeling,
yeah.
because you get that sometimes.
Oh, no,
I have a bad feeling about this,
yeah, yeah.
Dave, and I'm worried the markets are going to
yes,
fall.
Yes, all the time.
And so I've had those conversations this week with clients and I've said, look, here is our playbook.
Right.
Here's what's going to happen if the markets fall.
Right.
Step by step, what are we going to do?
Right.
Here's what's going to happen if the markets take off even further.
Right.
Tomorrow, if there's a vaccine and it's ready to be distributed around the world, watch out for this market. It's going right. to take off. What do we do? Because it's going to be on euphoria.
Right.
It's not going to be on rational thought.
Right.
So it can happen on both ends. So yep. what do you do if things take off and go really high? What happens if it goes low? And what's your base case theory? It's going to happen right now.
Right.
As long as you have a playbook and you know which direction you want to go, and you can articulate that to your client.
Yeah.
And if you're a client or yeah. you're an investor,
yourself, yeah.
you need to understand what the playbook is so that when it happens, you know what to do
right.
or what will happen.
Yeah. And the reason you diversify a portfolio, Faisal, as we know, is because even if everything in that portfolio was to fall, everything,
mm-hmm.
there's a relative trade to take place.
Yeah.
Right? So let's assume that things just go crazy and the stock markets fall, everything else falls, but bonds fell 3% and the stock market fell 30%. Do you have dry powder? Is it a timing bet that you have to make? It's not. There's a relative trade to do, right?
Correct.
So the playbook is super important. Have the idea, understand your parameters, your data inputs, right? And understand what you're going to do both up and down. Both up and down, right? Everybody forgets about the up.
Correct.
You got to know when to take some profits.
Because if those clients who called you up and said, I'm worried about this going down, if this market takes off another 10%,
mm-hmm.
the stock market goes up another 10%, they might have a different opinion at that point in time, or they might be concerned even more.
Right.
So what do you do? Well, right. we've got a playbook.
Right. Yeah.
We've articulated what our playbook is.
Right.
So understand why we're doing what we're doing is one thing, but rest assured we have a plan and a playbook.
Yeah.
That's the key thing. If anything you got out of this whole 10-minute conversation.
Yeah.
Have a playbook.
Have a playbook. That's right. And understand the premise. Okay. Enough said. We'll talk about all this at our upcoming seminar because we got to make some, or webinar, I guess, we got to make some sense of this and put it in the context of a full lifestyle plan.
We are going to give you the strategy on how to bulletproof your retirement using an asset dedication strategy and a 5-pillar investment strategy approach that matches this whole concept of playbook. It's going to be on Tuesday, August 25th, 7 p.m., live online. but you need to go to register at morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Some relationships have been strained during this period of time. After the break, we're going to talk to Sharon Numero about divorce during the pandemic. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.